Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good to do his will, working in you what is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Pilgrim partners, we have become quite accustomed, and appropriately so, of talking about the reality of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. As a matter of fact, as a people, we talk quite a bit about death. On the other hand, do we really spend a lot of time thinking what being dead really means? So what happens? Well, in catechism, you learn that the soul leaves the body for physical death. We know that. We know about no more breathing, no more heartbeat, no more brain waves, no more movement. And how about a cellular level, what happens? All those millions of molecules that make up a cell, they shut down. All those trillions of cells that make up a body, they don't work anymore. What is death like? Usually when something dies, we bury it and get it out of sight. But as one example of my life, I had to get the mail. I had to walk across the highway. It seems there was this possum that walked across the highway too. He didn't make it. So he was dead. And he was lying by the side of the road, so I kicked him into the ditch. Well, every day for a week I got to see the possum deteriorate, get stiffer and stiffer, get thinner and thinner. Very dead. Thinking all the time, what would it take to get this thing going again? On a much grander scale, what does it take to get a human being going again after it's dead? The thing doesn't work anymore. What was it for Jesus to rise from the dead, to come to life after being dead? Truly astounding miracle. Do we appreciate what that takes? About 30 years ago, there was a rather liberal Lutheran seminary professor who had denied practically every miracle in the Bible except the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And one of our CLC members happened to know this guy, and they met at a social function, and they got to talking about this whole thing, rising from the dead, what that all means, and how this same prof still believed in the resurrection from the dead. And so our CLC friends, playing the devil's advocate, suggested, you know, when you compare miracles, I was thinking about Jonah in that big fish. Boy, surviving that was a whole lot more likely than some dead body coming back to life. Jonah surviving the whale was a piece of cake compared to the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And yet you still believe the resurrection and you've discarded Jonah. Let's back up one step. What causes death in the first place? You remember that from the Bible too, don't you? The wages of sin is death. Our good friend from the CLC has told a story many times about how death really goes against observable natural occurrences. These folks that study the body see how cells are replacing one another and see how the body parts and molecules move around and replace each other. He says it's like if you put gas in your car every 10 minutes and change the tires every hour and put in a whole new chassis every month. How long will your car last? Yeah. The human body ought to last thousands of years. But it doesn't. Something has interfered. And we know God telling us, death interferes because of sin. The wages of sin is death. Now, do you remember how that passage goes on? But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Savior. In Christ's work on the cross, we have the death of sin, so that there is life for you and me. And to prove the validity of the forgiveness of sins, God raised His Son from the dead and showed the world, yes, forgiveness of sins is very, very real. And the miracle of new life, I will show you is possible in the resurrection of my Son, Jesus Christ. And this resurrection is the first fruits of our own. Someday it will happen. Some of us may be alive at the end of the world. Maybe most of us will be dead. Maybe all of us. Doesn't matter. We'll all be alive on the last day. And we get to hear as believers, Jesus invite us, come, come you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Amen. Right on the bell.